Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, about living a life of purpose and meaning, because as you're blessed financially, you can bless others' lives, because it's not just about being rich, it's about living rich. And so guys, welcome to our show. Appreciate allowing me to create that ripple effect for you. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs and videos on there, even the ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash a Day, you can download for free. So check it out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So I got a special guest here all the way from the beautiful province of British Columbia. Is that correct, British Columbia?
It is British Columbia. It's not looking all that beautiful right now, Chris, because we've got a face full of smoke. It's forest fire season as we're filming this. So I'm looking out at a gray haze right now, but usually it's lovely.
Usually it is. I know we've been choking on it down here in Utah whenever the north winds come on down and bring it down to us, right?
I apologize.
So that's okay. I keep blowing it away, you know, so it works. But so it gets you guys a little bit of introduction to Dave DeBow here. So he's a professional real estate investor. He's a best-selling author. He's a sought-after consultant and coach and trainer. He's even got the money partner formula. And here's the cool thing, guys, is that his big like real forte is how to raise capital. And I know some of you are more passive investors, but I know there's a lot of you that are active, or you're passive wanting to figure out how you can just increase the results, be able to have more leverage, you know, and get more money working for you. And that's exactly what Dave teaches today. So Dave, welcome to our show.
Thanks very much, Chris. Yeah, it's all about, you talk about how you can get people getting their money to work harder for them, and that's fantastic. We're going to be talking about how to get other people's money working hard for you and for them at the same time.
We always love a little OPM, right? You know, it's always good to do that. If it's not bank money, it's got to be others.
Exactly. So yeah, that's my whole thing. After failing miserably the first time I tried to raise capital and losing a deal and getting massive egg on my face by trying cold calling, dialing for dollars, networking, schmoozing, you know, hoping that the secret would work and money would fall out of the sky into my lap. None of that stuff worked and I lost a really good deal. I shook my head and I said, you know what? There's got to be a better way. And I thought, what if I applied intelligent marketing, which is something I knew a little bit about, to the whole raising capital process? And instead of chasing after investors and their money, what if we figured out a way to get them coming to us? I wouldn't say chasing us, but at least let's get them coming to us, raising their hand, saying, hey, Chris, tell me about those real estate deals you're doing. I'd like to find out more, because that conversation is so much more pleasant, so much easier, and so much more profitable. So that's what I did. Came up by hook and by crook with this 5-step money partner formula, specifically for real estate investors who are looking to raise capital for their deals.
Well, it's such a huge win-win too, because, you know, again, I coach a lot of passive investors, right? And just recently we did a call together, and I said, guys, here's about 4 or 5 of short-term hard money lenders, you know, guys that are looking for money for capital, whether they're doing flips, whether they're wholesaling, they just need 30 to 90 day loans. Here's some great ways to do it. Now, of course, the funny thing is when I asked in the mastermind group as a part of, I was surprised how many investors said, I want capital. Like, yeah, send it our way. We can do more deals, more volume. We love it. Right. And I was like, great. If you got a good system, I'm willing to get, you know, connect you. Well, of course, my clients are thinking the same thing. They're thinking, hey, we can make double-digit returns with our money. Well, why not? You know, like, yes, absolutely. If these people are good, they've done this over and over and over again, they got a good, clean system, why not have money? And it's funny because their marketing, right, their way to attract money was horrible. You know, I didn't even know they wanted money. That was the worst thing. And yeah. And that's the thing you've kind of turned on its head. You're like, how do we get people to be attracted? Because there are people like us that want passive deals like this.
Exactly. So what we want to do first, Chris, is we want to create a target group of prospective investors. And when you're first starting to raise capital, the best place to start, the most logical place to start, is with people that you've already got a pre-existing relationship with.
Right.
Right. Because as you mentioned, if somebody's going to invest with you, they're going to need to know you. They're mm-hmm. going to need to like you. They're going to need to trust you with their capital. That's what's required for that investment. So when we start with people that we got that pre-existing relationship with, they already know you. They already like you. Now we just have to work on that trust factor. And like Meatloaf sings, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. This is a good place to get started. So we create a target group. I'm going to suggest for most people, create a target group of 150 to 200 people, friends, family members, coworkers, business associates, people you know from church, civic organizations. You know them. They know you. It's not as hard as it sounds. In fact, what we always show our clients is, instead of coming up with 200 people, do a data dump. Get all your contacts out of your phone, social media, email addresses, and get them all into one place. And then you're probably going to start with a couple of thousand, then quickly whittle it down to 200 people that you actually know. And then once you've got that target group, what we want to do is we want to break the ice with them before we start talking business. A big mistake a lot of people make is they just charge in like a bull in a china shop. Say, hey, it's Dave. I got great deals. Have you got any money? Well, that's not very classy, not very effective. It's going to turn way more people off than it's going to turn on. All right. So reconnect with them on a personal level first. You can automate this. You can do this via an email auto responder type system. And what we always do, send out 3 little messages. The first 2 are just nice, warm, fuzzy. Hey, it's Dave. Chances are it's been a while. Here's what I've been up to. Here's what's going on with the family. Here's what's going on with COVID. Here's some fun stuff I've been doing and, you know, all this kind of stuff. How about you? How are you doing? Please hit reply. Let's connect. So send a couple of messages out like that. If you've got 200 people on your list, you'll probably get, you know, it won't be a ton, but you might get 20 to 40 of them actually getting back to you. Mm-hmm. And there's capital in those reconnections. So very important we start off on the right foot. And then we give people a heads up that we're going to switch gears. We're going to start talking about what we're up to with real estate investing and see if they're interested in that. So this sets the stage for everything that comes after that. Does that make sense, Chris?
Absolutely. Actually, that's probably one of the simplest ways I've heard somebody talking about raising capital. Cause I've heard, you know, people even on this show before talk about creative, fancy, you know, little ways to do it, but
we can get creative and fancy, but this is the way to get started. This is the way to break
which,
the ice.
Right? That's usually what's skipped over, right? Like just that entry level, like, how do I do this? Because you really think about it. It doesn't have to be an awkward conversation where you say, oh, I need the money, which most people do because they don't have the foresight to say, hey, let me develop a relationship first before I need the money. And then, you know, at least keep you in touch with what I'm doing. And, you know, if those deals come along, great. And it's not even just those 200 people. So you might have on that list. It's also who they know, right?
Exactly.
I've seen so many people build that kind of real estate business where most of the money they start getting is from outside of that immediate network.
Well, they can be in a lot of trouble with it if they do that incorrectly. Like you come from a securities background. You're very, very familiar with that. But the rest of us that don't have that license, we're, you know, again, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but my understanding is actually illegal for us to raise capital from the general public.
Yeah.
Unless you got a license or unless you've jumped through a bunch of legal hoops and got an offering memorandum or set up a certain kind of corporate structure and have exemptions from the Securities and Exchange Commission and all this kind of stuff, which is typically beyond what most of us need to get started. So what I'm talking about here with this process is how to shake the tree and get your first, let's say, $1 to $2 million in capital raised for your deals. And then, you know, once you get beyond that, then you're probably going to have to expand your sphere of influence. But let's start with that low-hanging financial fruit first.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's step number one. Step number two, once we got that list, we've reconnected with them. Now we got to be ready to go with a presentation. So in case somebody puts up their hand and says, hey, Chris, tell me what you're up to with real estate. You've got something to show them, right? We don't want to try and explain it over the phone. Most people are not naturally gifted as salespeople. They don't have great presentation skills. They haven't done this for a living like you have for many years. So it's all about how do we present our deals in a way that the other person can easily understand it. So I call this Reader's Digest level. If you remember the old Reader's Digest, it was written for grownups. However, it was written at a 13-year-old reading level. So any average 13-year-old could understand everything there. We want to do the same thing with our investor presentation because most of our prospective investors are not real estate enthusiasts. They're everyday folks that have never purchased a revenue property before. So if we start talking a lot of jargon and ROI and NOI and LTV and all this kind of stuff, it's going to confuse people and turn them off. So we got to keep it really, really simple. So having an effective investor presentation is the next step. Third step is the marketing. You know, if we're serious about this, if you really want to kick your real estate investing business up, you got to do the marketing. Any business needs marketing. So there's all sorts of things you can do for marketing. What I always recommend is whatever you do, always remember that Reader's Digest rule. Keep it simple and keep it edutaining. A little bit educational, not too much. Again, these people don't want to be overeducated. They want to know that you know your stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit entertaining so that they actually kind of look forward to getting your stuff from you. And I always recommend at least four communications a month. So if you can hit once a week, that's ideal. When we do this for our clients, the first week of the month, an electronic newsletter comes out. Second of the week of the month will be a blog post. Third week will be a video log. Fourth week, another blog post. Then the next month, the same sequence again, right? Not the same marketing, but the same idea. Ding, 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 drip, drip, drip. And all of your marketing should have a call to action, right? Because we want our whole goal of the marketing is not to sell a deal. It's to sell the idea of a meeting. Is to get somebody to meet with you face-to-face or on Zoom so that you can show them your investor presentation. You can educate them about what you're up to, allow them to make an educated decision as to whether or not they'd like to invest with you. So that's the whole goal of this marketing. And it really starts with an investor-focused website, your own little piece of online real estate where you can direct people to. All your marketing comes from it. Everything brings people back to them. Does that make sense, Chris?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Like you said about keeping it simple, because, you know, I've had people tell me before, they're like, Chris, I didn't know you're that smart, you know, I've gotten in the habit of using that market speak, right? Which nowadays you got to keep it at a fifth or sixth grade level. You know, it's not even the Reader's Digest level anymore. That almost seems too intelligent for people nowadays. We've had to seriously dumb it down, you know, and it's good because I mean, the simpler it is, the less you have to just go down into weeds and just give people a good overview, the less that people usually have questions, right? Because when you go into those weeds, that's when people get confused.
The easier it is for them to understand, the more likely they are to invest with you.
That's right.
It really boils down to that. So that's the thing. You start with a target group, reconnect with them, make sure your investor presentation is ready to go, kick in the marketing. Step number four is to be seen as an expert or be seen as an authority in the eyes of that target group of people. You don't have to be the next Robert Kiyosaki. You don't have to write a book. You don't have to have a podcast with 500 episodes on it, although that's a very smart idea. Mm-hmm. But all we really want to focus on is being seen as the go-to guy or gal in that target group of 200 people's psyche when it comes to real estate investing. Lots of different ways you can do this. Get interviewed on somebody else's podcast. That's a really good idea. Then feature that on your own website. Let everybody know in your list that you got interviewed. That already automatically boosts up your status. Mm-hmm. Dress the part when you're talking with people about investing. I always recommend dress professionally. Even if it's your Aunt Hilda that used to change your diapers, doesn't matter. Dress the part for her. It'll get respect. It'll give her respect. Speak intelligently, but simply about your strategy and the market that you're focusing on. Again, Reader's Digest level or a little lower. And then all sorts of other things. Don't go cheap on your business cards. Invest a few bucks in good business cards, sharp looking marketing materials, sharp looking website. All of this goes a long way to be seen as that go-to expert in the eyes of that target group. So You don't have to write books. You don't have to do anything too crazy with that. And then step number five, once you got one or two investors on board, you know this, Chris, it's business 101. Once you got one or two happy clients, one or two happy investors on board, it's easier to get more of them with testimonials. And I always recommend video testimonials and warm introductions or referrals. So these people tend to hang out with other people who have money. Once you're doing a good job for them, if you're proactive about it, you can get them to say a few nice words about you. You can use that as a testimonial. You can get them to introduce you to their friends and their family members as well. So that's in a 60,000 foot perspective. Target group, reconnect with them first, investor presentation ready to roll, marketing up and going, creating that authority and expertise. And then step number five, start the snowball effect with referrals and testimonials. That's the five-step money partner formula in a nutshell.
I love it. Yeah, I tell you, it's true. And I'll tell you, the authority is a big, big deal. And it doesn't mean you have to be the Robert Kiyosaki, right? I mean, now granted, I may not dress super fancy because I've got my whole I Love Passive Income t-shirt on, right? But
nice.
You know, it's company shirt. So, but exactly. But you know, but that's the thing is like, yeah, you want to make sure that people see you as somebody who is credible. Because I'll tell you, I know a guy out in New Jersey and he buys most of the time. 2020 was a little bit weird year, but now he's back into the groove of things where he buys off the auction block, right? So he's going to auctions, buying his properties. They're usually a piece of junk, and then he goes and renovates them. So he does has photos or videos of him at the auction block with his little card, right? He'll post that on social media. He'll do videos of when he has the house and he's going in, and then shows the before and after pictures, and people are just throwing money at it. They're like, hey, I want in that next project or that next deal, like, because they can tell that, especially when he says, hey, bought it for, you know, say it's $230,000, sold for $560,000. The people are like, what? Like, that's incredible. Like, can I make that money? He's like, nope, I pay fixed interest, but you can get in on that.
So beautiful. That's smart. And again, you just have to be a little bit careful with the whole social media thing that it doesn't come across as solicitation. Again, I just want to make sure everybody keeps out of trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission, because they can bring on a whole world of hurt.
Well, that's why he just shows the process of what he does, right? Yeah. He shows the back behind the scenes, but he's never soliciting money off of that. He doesn't have to.
Right. They're coming to him, right?
Yeah. They come to him. They're building that almost like you said, know, like, and trust relationship, but then they cause that back conversation where they can actually get to know each other and talk about the deal itself.
I think that's really, really smart. And when you combine that with a process like this, so this is kind of a great way to kickstart that.
Yeah.
And get things going sooner rather than later, and then doing exactly what your friend's doing in conjunction with this is putting it into overdrive for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this is great stuff. Now, Dave, you've got some other materials and education things that you offer too, correct?
Yeah. So we gave you a 15-minute version of the money partner formula. If you'd like to take a deep dive into this, once or twice a month, I put on a full day, 8-hour virtual workshop via Zoom, where we get together with a small group of somewhere between 40 and 50 real estate entrepreneurs. And this is the full in-depth training. This is me opening the curtain, showing you exactly step by step by step how to raise your first or your next six figures in the next 6 weeks, if not sooner. So if you're really, really wanting to learn that, then I would invite you to join us on one of the workshops, and you can go to investorattractionworkshop.com. The price point is very, very reasonable, but we'll make it even better for you. If you put in there money ripples, thanks to our good friend, Chris, we'll give you a 50% discount. So again, go to investorattractionworkshop.com, put in the discount code money ripples. That'll get you 50% off the already very, very reasonable cost. And the reason we keep the price low is not because I'm Mother Teresa, Chris. It's because my main business is a boutique marketing agency. So I'm going to teach you exactly what to do and how to do it. If you're a diehard do-it-yourself person, God bless you. Off you go. All the best to you. But if you'd like us to actually help set all this stuff up for you and implement it for you, that's what my business does. We offer done-for-you marketing services for people who are looking to raise capital.
Oh, I know that's a huge need for a lot of people right now too. because I know most people don't even enjoy the marketing part of it.
Yeah, and I'm affectionately call us real estate weirdos, and I'm also a marketing weirdo. I love both of them. So yeah, that's right up my alley.
Well, that's very generous, Dave. I really appreciate it. So everybody, make sure you check out that investorattractionworkshop.com. Did I get that right?
You did. And then make sure you put in money ripples so that you get your 50% discount thanks to this good-looking guy, Mr. Chris Moss.
Appreciate that, Dave. So everybody, make sure you go check that out, especially if that's something you're looking to get into. And again, very generous offer. Dave, thank you for your time. Great information. Like I said, this is, I thought this was extremely valuable, especially for me. You know, if I ever decide to go that route, I think it's a great step-by-step system. So I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show. It's been an honor.
Absolutely. And everybody else, thanks for tuning in today. Remember, it's not just about listening to what we talk about here. It's about being a doer of the word so you can get those real results in your life too. So everybody go make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.